What I'm hearing is the awareness and the focus on becoming more into embodiment, and in that, this capacity to feel your feelings and allow your feelings and tap into that way of being where it's you're not needing to analyze what's going on, but you're just allowing what's happening. And for that to be an intelligence and a wisdom of itself, it takes you on a journey of allowing the shame and then feeling the grief and then feeling the relief. That's a whole emotional journey that has its own intelligence. It has its own wisdom. So that's really beautiful to hear. And, the journey into embodiment is long and deep and many, many things that we have to meet along the way. But what I'm hearing is you're accessing that, and that's really beautiful. And I feel like you have the capacity to meet the places of seeing the pattern and seeing shame and then allowing yourself to feel it rather than identify with it. Or need to hide it or do a strategy around it is a testament also to the wholeness of the ego, the wholeness of your whole woman to just be able to stand there, have awareness of what's happening and allow it to happen. That's such a whole woman resource. So I really hear her in that. And like there's no perfection. So but you have access to this resource now. You have access. You know that you're worthy, you belong, and that you're secure. And you have that awakening in your being. And then you just going about your everyday, you're noticing, oh look, my anxiety is up, or like I'm falling into these patterns. And then over time, what will happen is as you devote yourself more and more to your practice and holding and meeting and alchemizing the parts of you that are anxious, because it's just like, when you come back into the real world, normal world, or whatever, it's not even normal or real, it's just like you come back into the world, there is your tests and the trials and the tribulations. So from the whole woman, it's like, oh, thank you for triggering me, and thank you for my for awakening my anxiousness, because then you get to go back and you get to meet. Like in the beginning, it's like a lot of devotion and a lot of work, but then over time, that pattern of anxiousness or fear will just begin to feel more and more relaxed within your system, and then you're going to be operating from a place of the deep magic and the deep security more and more frequently. But it does require practice and devotion. That's the commitment to ourselves on this journey of consciousness and love and consciousness in a way. We have to meet the places in us that are in contraction and are in fear and are out of love from the field of love. And you see, not everybody has access to the field of love. You do now, but most of the world doesn't have access to the field of love. And when you have access to the field of love, you start to take on a non-dual consciousness, because anything and everything that rises, it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just life presenting itself for your journey. And so not everyone thinks like that. So when you start doing this work, there's an evolution of your humanity when you have access to the field of love. And then that comes with the responsibility of that. And it also means a different orientation. There's a dying of the old self, there's a shedding of the snake skin, and then there's a stepping into more and more of your truth and your magic. That's beautiful when you get to that point of like, I don't care anymore. That is where true authenticity can really blossom from. And you take a stand for what you your own knowing, your own heart, your own truth, yeah, your own values. And that's deeply empowering.